producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. The sound of things to come. I can't even give credit to this because I don't even know who actually did this. He just has a moniker on a website that Genesis turned me on to. That's the way it's going to be sounding, hopefully, from now on. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know what, my generation? We have failed. We have failed America. Because it is during my generation that the new public school education indoctrination program has begun. Thanks to my generation, thanks to the last 50 years of public education, millions of Americans no longer appreciate the difference between facts and feelings. Consequently, when facts hurt their feelings, many Americans just brush off the irrefutable evidence and attack anyone who points out the facts that expose illogical feelings. When it comes to people like me, who unabashedly supports the Second Amendment, you can very easily see this irrational behavior play out among pro-gun Americans who religiously support the Democrat Party. Now, before anyone feels offended, just think about the following questions for me first. Which party had 94% of its senators support the last gun control bill voted on in Washington? Hint, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid voted against the bill for procedural purposes only. Which party does President Barack Obama, who called this anti-gun bill's failure to pass a shameful day for Washington, represent? Even though John McCain's vote was indeed shameful, his vote that day was just part of the 0.09% of the pro-gun party that jumped ship and supported the anti-gun party's 94%. Which party ushered in the anti-gun laws that changed the face of Colorado in 2013? Another hint, it's the same party as anti-gun nut Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg ran for mayor of New York as a Republican only to differentiate himself from the other candidates on the ballot. Which party claims to champion the rights of women and minorities while simultaneously working to infringe on their Second Amendment right and their fundamental right to defend themselves in public? Hint. This party supports a woman's right to urinate on herself to fend off potential rapists. Unfortunately, doing that probably won't stop a murderer aiming at cutting off your heads, ladies. And finally, which party targeted stand-your-ground laws for appeal in the wake of the George Zimmerman trial, which did not even feature a stand-your-ground defense? As a note, stand-your-ground laws simply remove a victim's duty to retreat when attacked. Yes, in states that do not have stand-your-ground, victims have a legal requirement to retreat if, and the if is important, according to outgoing attorney general, soon to be inmate, whatever. No safe retreat is available. As Holder explains, we must examine laws that eliminate the common sense and age-old requirement concerning a duty to retreat. How do you retreat in a wheelchair? How do you retreat when you got five small children? How do you retreat if you've got elderly people living with you? How do you do all of this stuff and retreat and keep you and yours safe in every case? Now, if you're a track star, you're going to be able to get away. Any of you out there track stars? I'm not. The irrefutable fact here is that the Democrat Party is the answer to all of the above. And this should cause pro-gun Democrats to pause in this election cycle. However, anyone who has been held hostage in the public school system is vulnerable to ignoring indisputable facts when the facts do not jive with their feelings. Having public schools indoctrinate students in bizarre beliefs and practices where feelings trump facts has been the Democratic Party's secret weapon for half a century. The brainwashing that occurs under the guise of education also explains why the Democrat Party opposes school choice like it opposes the Second Amendment. If they were to allow the hostages to escape the indoctrination camp, that's going to hamper all the lessons on how feelings negate facts. As long as the Democratic Party approves of the feelings, of course. You know, like how public schools teach children that boys and girls can be whatever gender they feel like being, despite psychiatric evidence and chromosomal facts to the contrary. Now, when it comes to the anti-gun indoctrination, this is in full swing. They're forcing children to attend schools where their primary lesson regarding firearms comes from 12 years of staring at a symbol of a little black gun with a red line running through it. And they think it's a great way to convince impressionable minds of children and adults that stickers and signs and other anti-gun propaganda keep society safe. The signs do it all. Despite, in the face of all the evidence of the bloodthirsty lunatics bent on killing defenseless victims, turning theoretical gun-free zones into a deadly field of fire. There's millions of Americans who still feel that law-abiding teachers armed and trained with guns cannot make schools safer. Now, 68% of the National Education Association, read that to be a liberal bastion, opposes measures that would arm teachers. On the other hand, 61% of the nation's largest non-union teacher organization, the Association of American Educators, supports intelligent and selective efforts to arm teachers for school protection. I would never advocate that every teacher in a school carries a gun. Some of them just don't have it. Some of them are never going to be able to get it. There's some things you just can't teach. There's some things that cannot be learned. If you have such a fear of the inanimate object, you're never going to overcome it. But there are some. There are some, and it's a very high percentage, that would do it. They would do it, and it would work. It would work. You take down the signs that say this is a gun-free zone. You put up signs that say we will respond with deadly force. Nothing. Mitigation has occurred already. Mitigation has occurred already. You have eliminated the opportunistic target by doing that. Now, if the Democratic Party supported school choice, then anti-gun parents could choose to send their children to schools that offer free fire zones to homicidal nuts and that discipline children for chewing Pop-Tarts into gun-shaped symbols or violate other demented anti-gun policies. But in the meantime, normal parents could choose to send their children to schools where teachers are willing to carry guns to protect their students should a madman or terrorist interrupt the lesson plan about how thinking requires facts, not feelings. It's not about, we're doing nothing for these children by making them believe that their self-esteem and a few other things are really powerful factors in the real world. We're going to talk about how well that gun-free zone worked when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
with autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I don't know if in this area, this is coming out of Virginia. In Virginia, does anybody know if the teachers are allowed to arm themselves? Because very recently they, I guess this past Thursday actually, they had a very disturbing incident. This happened at Salem High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia. A mentally ill Marine veteran slipped into that school undetected and undiscovered for an unknown amount of time. He took to the stage of the school's auditorium. That was bad enough. The fact that he was armed with a hatchet, that made things a little worse. Now, he's currently under lock and key now, and News Channel 3's Marissa Jacek spoke to this individual, Kirk Beckwith Cowart, to get his side of the story. She called it the most bizarre interview she's ever done. I'm going to give this to you verbatim, and I'm going to purposely, I'll just be saying expletive deleted when I get to certain parts that don't need to be out there. According to Mr. Cowart, when I walked out, there's a dirty little secret, and it's a dirty little name, and it's a dirty little trick that goes around here, that I myself come to you in bondage. What did you think the Commonwealth of Virginia's main stock and trade was? Tobacco? That comes from North Kakalaki. But from Virginia, we breed virgins to be bought and sold. He talked about weapons, old girlfriends, and the 14 months he spent at Camp Lejeune in the Marine Corps, then continued to ramble. I wanted to do something for all the children that have ever been sold into sex slavery and get out on a stage. And then it's just a whole bunch of expletives. He wanted to take a expletive deleted axe, an expletive deleted toothpick, expletive deleted knife, his katana, which is the Japanese longsword, and just lay everything down. According to Mr. Cowart's father, his son is bipolar now. He thinks the Marines broke him and that the 3 months his son spent in a Texas VA hospital that failed to address his mental illness. I'm compelled to point out to you that there are several forms of mental illness that manifest themselves in the late teens and early 20s, and that correlation isn't causation, meaning that the Marine Corps didn't break him, okay? Regardless of who failed him, though, the fact remains that a former service member made it into a school before it opened this past Thursday morning, and he hadn't been apprehended when he was, he could have caused a significant amount of damage with his weapon before he was taken down. It was only dumb luck that he was discovered before students began to arrive and that he was lucid enough at the time to be taken into custody without causing injury to himself or anyone else. He could have just as easily remained hidden and announced his presence with a horrifying attack on an unarmed and defenseless student body in a crowded hallway. Here's the fact of the matter. Unless your child goes to a school where the teachers are allowed to arm themselves, they are not doing everything they can to keep your children safe. Schools have a budgetary constraint. And if they can't hire armed security, and I don't mean one or two resource officers, school campuses today are the size of shopping malls. Two resource officers are simply not going to cut it. By the time they get from one point to another point, in a lot of cases, a lot of damage is going to be done. I mean, in Arapahoe, Colorado, we had one guy that got there. It took him 80 seconds to get there. It's pretty quick. But that's not going to be the norm. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Now, allowing teachers to be armed means that there is no additional expense. A lot of times, if the teachers want to be armed, local schools will reach out to them, police will reach out to them, lots of people will reach out to them and train them for free. They'll make certain recommendations. What they need to do, one thing they can do is they can carry, and you know, this is me making a call. All of them should carry the same ammo. It should be very modern self-defense ammo, the kind we talked about last week. Maybe the same type of gun. Maybe if they don't want to carry the Glock 19, they could carry the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact, which is actually much smaller than the 19, but still functions the same way. Or one of the XDs by Springfield. But same caliber, same ammo, train train based upon where the teachers are. Set up your self-defense plan based upon where the armed teachers are. And don't tell anybody who the armed teachers are. Let them know that there are armed teachers and let the rest of it be a surprise if need be. Now, apparently they weren't armed teachers in Virginia Beach. But sooner or later, we're going to have another successful attack on a defenseless school. The schools in Arkansas that have taken up weapons, the schools in Utah that have taken up weapons, the college campuses in Utah that allow weapons to be carried by students there. We're not going to see that much. But we will in the other places where they're not allowing it. And it's sickening. It sickens me to think that more families are going to have to bury their children before we actually have a rational conversation on allowing teachers to defend the lives of their students. It sickens me. You want to make the students safe, you've got to make it more expensive for the shooter to go in there than they're willing to go. And the way to do that is with teachers. If you're not going to do it with the teachers, then you're going to have to arm up a little team of veterans like I want you to do. Let them be geared up and ready to roll and put them in place and tell them to what their mission is and just simply say, walk away, leave them there and say, execute. Let them do the deed if it comes down to it. If you want to safeguard the students, you have to put in place a mechanism, i.e. armed individuals that are trained specifically to do this, like the teachers would be in their own schools, with their own area of responsibility. You know, there might be two on one hallway, one on another. Everybody knows who everybody is. They need to have communications. There's a lot of things they need to have that you can do relatively cheap. I mean, you could go buy, what, three sets of walkie-talkies that would work in a school. They're close enough. The confines are not going to mess with it. Shouldn't mess with the FM signal. Even though there's walls and everything else. $150 for that. Teachers buying their own gun. Training with training ammo. Getting them trained up. Having them carry stuff. Carry the same self-defense ammo so that they know that it's not going to penetrate walls and such. That would work. But we will see more children buried because some people are resisting irrefutable fact and giving in to their feelings. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Come on up and kiss me. Come on up and kiss me.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I have pulled my weapon twice in self-defense as a civilian. And in both instances, when I introduced the weapon, the would-be assailant had a change of heart and went the other way. At that particular time, the threat was over, and if I had pulled the trigger, I would have gone from committing self-defense to committing murder. This is a rule that I have to live with. This is a rule that everybody that carries a gun has to live with as a civilian. And as a matter of an unimpeachable statistical fact, there's far more law-abiding people carrying guns than average citizens. You know, we're far more law-abiding than the average citizen. We commit fewer crimes than law enforcement officers. And we greatly outnumber law enforcement officers. There's only 920,000 state, federal, and local law enforcement officers where there's, let's take the low figure, there's 11 million concealed carriers. So we are a benefit. We are quite the benefit. All of us, however, are not perfect. Now, I would lump myself in with this category, except I haven't ever done what I'm about to talk about. There are some people that manage to get a concealed carry permit, even though they clearly don't understand when they're justified in using their lawfully concealed weapon. Enter my subject. Bad. He's got a great name. I would love to adopt this name. I need to change my name. His name is Matrix Lee. And he is clearly somebody who did not understand when he can employ his weapon and go loud, if you will. And he also appears to be someone who should never have been allowed to carry a concealed weapon at all. This also coming out of Minnesota. A man apparently attempted to track down a purse thief at Como Lake in St. Paul, and he fired multiple shots at the fleeing driver and used the hood of a woman's car to steady a shot. Matrix Richard Lee, 50, old enough to know better, has been charged with dangerous discharge of a firearm and reckless discharge of a firearm. According to the charges, he and his fiancée were sitting on a bench at Como Lake when he saw movement near his car, noticing a white car next to the passenger side of his vehicle, his fiancée's purse in plain view. Lee said he saw a woman exit his car carrying his wife's purse and get into the driver's seat of the white car. The complaint said that Lee got up and ran at the woman to retrieve the purse, but she drove at Lee and lifted her arm, making some sort of gesture. Then, in fear of being shot, prompted Lee to grab his handgun, insert a full magazine, and fire around the fleeing vehicle. Driver apparently gave him the finger, and angrily he fired an additional shot at the car in an effort to pop the tires, Lee told police. It was a crowded police, and there were people around, and I see clear. I didn't shoot directly at the person. I shot the car tire. I know exactly where I shot. It did not go anywhere near anyone. There's an accompanying video to this online, and if you watch it, he clearly feels that it is his right to shoot at someone who committed a petty crime. He also clearly does not grasp that, you know, when you're pulling the trigger on a gun, aiming at something, you want to be aware of what's behind that something. Okay? Even if you have new exotic self-defense ammo, you want to be aware of what's behind your target. He does not grasp that he put the lives of other people in a crowded park at risk. It is a minor miracle that he didn't manage to shoot someone walking their dog or put a bullet in a child in a stroller. You do not have, I do not have the right to bring to bear lethal force in situation or situations where lives are not in danger. If I see someone with a knife in somebody's throat and they're getting ready to push, I can stop them. If they're trying to do it to me, I can stop them. If all they are doing is snatching, like I carry a camera bag with me most places I go, if they snatch the camera bag and try to run away with it, I cannot bring up my gun and shoot at them. Even if we're in an empty field. Because when they're not coming at me, that changes the dynamic. Property theft is not, this is not something you employ lethal force against. Now, as a rule, concealed carriers throughout the United States do a very good job of picking and choosing when they're going to bring a gun up. But, like I said, not everybody is perfect. Not everybody is perfect. There's a lot of things that come into play with this, too, that have to be attributed where they need to go. Emotion, a strong emotion when something like that happens, the outrage at it or something, may cause a huge adrenaline dump into you. When that happens, a few things might go out the window. And one of the reasons that I stress training so much is when I was in the military, they made us repeat certain things that we would do until my eyes would cross. And I never quite understood why until I got out into the real world and I realized that I had been trained very well. Because they said, all right, pull that weapon apart and put it back together. We were going against the clock. Now, in the military, as an example, we had to pull apart the M16 in less than 2 minutes. Somebody that has trained to do that can do that in about 20 seconds to the level that we had to do it. 20 seconds. We could have it taken apart and put back together in less than a minute the way we were trained. So, the training of getting used to if A happens, then you do B. If this is the result, then you go this way. It's sort of like looking at a flow chart. And if you do that physically enough, it becomes your second nature. It becomes the way you exhale. Apparently, Matrix Lee had not gone quite that way. Although I have big name envy. Lock and load with Matrix Lee. I can see it. But just remember that. When they're retreating, your life isn't in danger anymore. They have to be coming at you. If they're coming at you, anything goes. If they're going away from you, well, you can't use your gun on this one. You can chase them down if you want to. You can't chase them down with the intent of shooting them, because now you're segueing from self-defense to premeditation. Whole different dynamic. You can't chase them down and beat them up if you want to. That would work. That's perfectly fine. But then you're getting in. See, this was the whole problem I had with the Zimmerman case. Zimmerman should never have gotten out of his car. When you become proactive in a way that is going to put you in harm's way, it becomes quite iffy for me. Quite iffy. So, as the modern-day Shaolin monks that we all are, men and women, we should try to, you know, only bring force to bear when we have no choice. And then when we have really physically, mentally ascertained that we have no other choice, we need to come out with so much force that it is just frightening. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If somebody gets out there and tells you that they are a champion, or in some cases, the champion of your gun rights, there are a few things that go along with that. Now, there's an emergency election alert that just went out from Chris Cox at the NRA saying, I've never seen it this close. Every poll shows us within striking distance of knocking anti-gun Senator Harry Reid out of his majority leadership position and replacing him, Chuck Schumer, and Dick Durbin with a pro-Second Amendment majority. Well, that remains to be seen. But it continues. But it will come down to just a few percentage points in a handful of races on November the 4th. Your response to this request will decide whether your Second Amendment rights have a fighting chance to survive the final 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency. I'm asking you to elect a Congress that will stand and fight against Barack Obama's anti-gun, anti-freedom agenda. Those are great words. They're great words. Too bad there's some actions that are sort of contravening what they're saying. This is going to come down to a matter of, I think, 6 or 7 Senate seats. And in Alaska, that would be one seat. That is where Senator Mark Begich comes from. And the NRA, in this particular race, is helping Harry Reid and Charles Schumer and Dick Durbin holding on to power. They're helping them hold on to power because they're not endorsing Republican Dan Sullivan in one of the key races needed to flip the Senate. Those words would mean something if the NRA had not given an inflated grade to Mark Begich out of Alaska that fails to hold him fully accountable for 2 Supreme Court betrayals and a host of other bad votes on gun-related issues. They would, those words would mean something to me if the NRA was not otherwise singing praises for Mark Begich in the press to give him cover. It's not, you know, one doesn't correlate with the other. Now, we've seen this cynical pattern before. It's curious that Cox should mention the true champion of the Second Amendment, Harry Reid, because no less a source than Bloomberg News has some interesting observations about his interest in the Begich race. According to them, Reid's fingerprints are all over it. A state-based super PAC has raised and spent about $8 million boosting Begich and attacking Republican challenger Dan Sullivan. And that's almost entirely underwritten by another super PAC run by the Senate Majority Leader's Brain Trust. The pro-Begich outfit put Alaska First PAC raised $2.5 million in August and September, according to a filing made Tuesday with the FEC. The FEC, the Reid-aligned PAC, Senate Majority PAC, provided $2.4 million of that in 15 different installments. So in Alaska, Begich can only raise $100,000, and Harry Reid raised the rest. You don't have to be a Vulcan chess master to realize that his and his master's decisions in this race are jeopardizing the Senate turnover. And with that, they're jeopardizing everything else, all the way up to the composition of the Supreme Court and the future rulings it will make. NRA is capable of greatness. They started out great. And they have devolved. First of all, they're a corporation. They're incorporated. They're not a 501c, which that doesn't mean you have to be a 501c to be a champion of gun rights or a champion of anything. But the NRA has 5 million members, and I don't think they're being represented very well. There's a lot of people that, well, I mean, Eric Pratt, we had Eric Pratt on the show, and I mean, Eric Pratt is a member of the NRA, and he's the communications director for Gun Owners of America. There are a lot of people that will join every organization out there because they want to fight the gun rights fight. And NRA, which is the biggest, doesn't. They don't. They think we're stupid. They think, you know, I don't know if they think we're stupid, but they've got too much junk going on in there. Too much junk. When I was acting in a capacity as one of the spokespeople for Gun Owners of America, whenever we would have an incident, we were there. If media reached out to us and they wanted to get some sort of comment from somebody, we were there. NRA would put out a statement saying that we'll put out a statement in about 10 days. And then they would fall back and put out a statement later, after it was over. We were there taking it. Larry Pratt would be there taking it. Eric Pratt, Mike Hammonds, me, anybody else they call for, we would do it. If the NRA is going to get out there and claim to be a champion, there's more to gun rights than gun policy. Obamacare has anti-gun implications. Amnesty for immigration has anti-gun implications. And if you vote for any of those things, you're doing something that's anti-gun. That's just the way it is. That's all there is to it. If you don't believe that, then you're wrong. You are wrong. California used to be a red state, and then we got amnesty passed in 1986. Look at them today. Look at them today. Yes, Barack Obama is anti-gun, and he's anti-freedom, and he does have an agenda. He wants to transform us. He's done a very good job of it so far. We are messed up. But the NRA has an opportunity to endorse Dan Sullivan in Alaska, which would be, you know, it's not going to take a lot of senators, a lot of Senate seats falling from one side to the other. And the Republicans, listen, I'll never put all my eggs in that Republican basket because right now there's just, you know, some of these guys have been doing it too long. Lindsey Graham, John McCain. They need to go. Lamar Alexander, name them. I mean, think of any senator in the United States Senate today that's been there for, you know, you say three terms and you're like, well, that's not much, but that's 18 years. That's a long time. Some of these guys get wooed by the allure of life on the Beltway, the power, and I'm a senator. You know, for some, they believe that they're Romans. Like they exist during the times of, I am a senator of the United States. Big deal. Big deal. So, You know, in the past, Pratt and Company, they have managed to expose NRA to make them make the right decision. This is one of these things with a membership of NRA. And if you're a member of NRA, please do this. Call them and tell them to get behind Sullivan. Period. It's a very simple thing. Stop giving Begich a grade A. He doesn't deserve a grade A. You have muddled up the process. And definitely do not get out there and do any fundraising if you're not going to really participate. You don't need the funds because you're messing it up. You don't need money to mess it up. You want to get out there and say, I'm the NRA? That's fine. Be the NRA. There's a lot of members that believe that they are the NRA, and they feel it. And they are, you know, very, very passionate about the Second Amendment fight. But don't get out there and tell me that it's raining . Get out there and do what you're claiming when you request money to be wanting to do. Get in the fight, all the way in the fight, not just partially. That's like being sort of pregnant. You can't get partially in the fight. You've got to get all the way into the fight. And once you commit, there's no going back. So commit. Please, NRA, please commit. Members of NRA, call NRA and tell them to commit. Get all the way into the fight. Be a combatant, not a spectator. I think I may need half. I need to gargle now. My throat's going away. Anyway, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.